This article is brought to you by the best-selling booksy Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What Modi's crowd photo teaches about persuasion. The crowd is your argument. What Modi's aerial photo gets right. What happened? At a rally in Barakpur, West Bengal, Prime Minister Narendra Modi posted an aerial photograph on X showing a massive, densely packed crowd gathered ahead of his public address. He captioned it in Bengali, noting there was no room left in the venue. The image went out before he even took the stage. The communication angle. Here is the lesson: social proof is not a backup strategy. It is the opening argument. Modi did not post a speech excerpt. He did not share a policy point. He shared a photograph of tens of thousands of human beings choosing to show up. That image does more persuasive work in 2 seconds than a 10-minute speech can do in 10 minutes. This is a classic move, and it works because of a simple truth about human psychology. People trust crowds. When someone sees that many bodies packed into one place, the brain does not ask why are they there. The brain says something important is happening, and I am not part of it. That feeling is called social proof. And it is one of the most reliable forces in public communication. The choice to post it before the speech is the part most communicators miss. Timing is everything here. By releasing the image early, Modi framed the entire event before he said a single word. The audience arriving, the audience watching online, the journalists covering it, all of them received the crowd as the first data point. Everything that came after landed inside that frame. A packed house signals legitimacy. A packed house says this person matters right now. There is also the platform and language choice. Posting in Bengali to a Bengali-speaking audience for an event in West Bengal is not an accident. It is localization done with intention. He is not speaking to India. He is speaking to this room, this city, this voter. That specificity multiplies the emotional impact of the image. It says, I see you, and I came here for you specifically. Professionals in business, sales, and leadership can steal all of this directly. Before your next presentation, your next pitch, your next team meeting, ask yourself, what is my crowd? Maybe it is a list of clients who already said yes. Maybe it is a retention number. Maybe it is the size of your waiting list. Whatever signals that others have already chosen you, lead with that. Put it in the room before your argument starts. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down and Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on framing covers how the words and images you put out before your main message determine how everything else gets heard. Most people obsess over the content of their argument. The real leverage is in what you plant in the listener's mind before the argument begins. The takeaway. Before your next pitch or presentation, find one piece of evidence that other people have already said yes to what you are offering. A testimonial, a number, a name. Open with it. Put it on the first slide. Say it in the first 30 seconds, or send it before the meeting starts. You are not bragging. You are framing. The crowd arrives before the speaker does. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.